Another team that has been active over the past couple of weeks is the Hastings Raiders boys basketball program. Head coach Chad Fikema of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about what the team has been doing so far this summer, and whether it's camps or practice, it's just nice to be together again.
Well, I think it was huge. I mean, I think I said to somebody, you know, before our first morning, it had been since, you know, the second week of March, since I had been in front of kids, either teaching or coaching or whatever. It had been a long time where, you know, since we've done that live. So it almost felt like my first day of teaching, my first day of coaching, you know, heading into, you know, that Monday, July 6th, the first time we were able to be together. And, you know, it was the first time I'd really seen some of those guys in such a long time. And it was great just to kind of get back together. And, you know, once we were kind of rolling and some of the things that we wanted to do got going, it felt like we had never left at that point. It didn't take long for us to kind of get back in that rhythm. But just the ability, the opportunity to come together and connect and, you know, kind of work together again. And, you know, several of the kids made comments to us, too, about how much fun it was just to be back together and doing stuff. And, you know, I know for me, it was a huge step as well. It was just so much fun to be back with guys working together, and you know, I think we all needed it.
Even though it's obviously been a bit of an awkward offseason, the Raiders have still been able to get a ton done.
Yeah, you know, if I take a look at kind of our past couple of years, you know, specifically I look back at last year, but one of the things that has been a kind of a staple in our program in the off season is that in the month of June, we have 3 weeks. We go Monday through Thursday of, we call it varsity practice camp, and we invite grades incoming 7 all the way through 12, and we basically kind of teach everybody how we practice, things that we want to do in our program, and it's 2 hours, 7 to 9 o'clock each morning, so 4 days a week, and that's been a very productive time. And then beyond that, we have a better everyday camp that goes all the way down to, I think, grade 4 and all the way up to our senior group, and that was a week-long camp, and so that was a normal part of our summer as well. And then we would have some youth camps for some of our younger kids, and Coach Olson would kind of facilitate and run that part. And then beyond that, we would play in the Stillwater League, where we would get 12 games. We'd have 3 teams, and each of those 3 teams would get 12 games, and then our varsity group would go to several tournaments. And last year, our varsity group went to 7 tournaments. And all said and done, I think our varsity kids played close to 40 games last summer. So we were really busy. But, you know, this year we couldn't do anything in June. So July 6th, we got started. We kind of ran an abbreviated version of our varsity practice camp. I had to trim the numbers just a little bit. We ended up, you know, starting at grade 8 through our seniors. All of our tournaments, though, got canceled, so we didn't get to do any of those. But what we've done then instead is, you know, we had those 8 practices this summer, so we trimmed down from 12. And now we're just doing scrimmage days. Since we can't go play anybody else, we're just getting together. It's going to end up being 5 mornings, and we get guys together, we make teams, we put up the scoreboard, and treat it like a game, and just play. We did our first one of those here just the other day. Guys had a lot of fun with it. Again, it's just kind of a situation of us making the most out of the situation. We don't get to go play anybody else, but the guys had a lot of fun just playing a game.
There's no doubt that fundamental player development is a big key during the summer. Coach Fikema agrees.
Well, we kind of start from this standpoint. You know, we have a 2-hour practice, and this summer we had 8 of them down from our 12, but I would take the first hour of that was 2-hour practice focus on player development. So we're working on individual skills and just doing things that would help each player get better with their skill set, et cetera. And then we take the second hour to kind of work on some team philosophies because, like, for instance, we know that when we get to the season next year, we're only going to have 8 or 9 practices before we go play our first game. We don't have a lot of time. And so we try to introduce some of the concepts that we think are going to be important for us here in the summer. So it's kind of a combination of working on player development and then kind of getting ourselves ready for next year. You know, and so from that standpoint, we're just trying to build where we want to go. I kind of enter each summer with some concepts and some things that I think are going to be really important for the group that we have next year. Because a lot of times when I look at next year's varsity group, there's players that I have seen play for a long time. They might be returning from our varsity team. They might have been JV players, might have been on our B squad the year before. But regardless, I've seen them from middle school on up. And then I'll kind of have an idea of, hey, what's going to be important for us to be successful next year? And we'll kind of build that into our summer. And so our summer is kind of a precursor, if you will, to what we need to accomplish next winter.
Trying to compare basketball to maybe football, where you get a playbook and study plays and know exactly what you're going to do each and every Friday night. I asked Coach Fikema if there's a playbook or something similar that the boys study in the off season to make sure fundamentally they're ready once the next year begins. It's more about drilling and training, Coach Fikema explains.
Yeah, I don't know how much they realize that we do talk about it quite a bit with our kids. And, you know, and for me, when one season ends, you know, the season ends in March, I'll spend time in April and May thinking about the next year and what kind of things we need to accomplish in the summer to be ready for the next year. You know, we try to make a concentrated effort to tell our kids what we're doing and why we're doing it and what it's going to lead to down the road. So I think if you ask a lot of our guys, they would know that the stuff that we do in these summer practices and the things that we try to accomplish in what would normally be the tournaments and the games that we play lead towards the success that we would hope to have the following year. You know, I know if you talk to some of our seniors who just graduated last summer, you know, the almost 40 games that we played, they would tell you that going to those tournaments and playing all of those games were a huge part of our success because so many of the things that we were able to do during the year were habits that started to form the summer before. You know, I think we do make a concentrated effort to make sure our kids understand that, hey, this is going to lead to what we're doing down the road.
The summer is also a great time for some of the younger, newer leaders to step out of their shell. With the previous seniors graduated, somebody has to step up and take the reins. For Coach Fikema, that's one of the fun parts of watching his kids play in the summertime.
It is. It's always kind of interesting to see, you know, which guys step up from a leadership standpoint. And that's also something that we kind of talk about with our team. You know, in talking with other coaches, too, a common conversation that comes up is, you know, how do you vote for captains? And how do you determine who your captains are, et cetera? And for us, we tend to vote for captains once all of our summer stuff is done. And so I tell our guys, through our summer workouts and typically the tournaments and the games that we would go play, in a sense, a tryout, so to speak, to figure out who our new leaders are going to be. And at the end of all the summer stuff and the games are done and everything else, then the players vote for who they think that, you know, should be the captains. But it's essentially a chance for somebody else, somebody new, just to step up and show some leadership. And, you know, leadership can come in a variety of forms. It can come verbally, it can come by example. And, you know, some players are great leaders by example, and others are going to be more verbal. But part of the process in the summer here is to see which players are going to fill that void. You know, again, you look back at last year, we had a number of kids who were really strong leaders in different forms. And for us right now, we're trying to determine who those new leaders are. You know, given the circumstances that we've had, not having the opportunity to play as many games and tournaments like that, and not an opportunity to be together as much, it's probably a little bit more challenging. Everything is a little more condensed. But by the same time, you can see, you know, who's going to step up in difficult circumstances. So it's a fun process to kind of see play out. We're not finished with it yet. Kind of anxious to see where it goes. But it has been interesting to see, you know, which players have stepped up to this point.
That was head coach Chad Fikema of the summer camping Hastings Raiders boys basketball team. We'll have more on some of our summer camping teams throughout the next couple of weeks in our sports updates.